What is going on, everyone? What is going on? Welcome back to a new podcast. It has been a while, but thanks for tuning in. Thanks for making the move over here to Anchor. This is where I'm going to be for the foreseeable future. I was on a Spreaker, but I got a chance to look at Anchor and what it was doing, how organized it was. And I just saw an opportunity to make the jump and do things there. Okay. And I can have a lot more unfiltered conversations because that's what I want to be able to do with these podcasts. So I have a lot that I plan on doing. Salute to everybody that's here. Now, got to get some promotional stuff out of the way. Make sure you follow me on social media. I have two different sets of social media. You can follow the podcast at the BSP Podcast. BSP Podcast. Yeah. Or you can also follow me on my social media if you are from YouTube. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Unofficial J. Make sure you go and buy my merch. I appreciate everybody who has bought merch from me. Salute to you. Donations. Shout out to the people that support me on Patreon. Shout out to the people who donate to me during my live streams on YouTube, who are members of my channel over there. Thanks. I really do appreciate all that support. Hopefully you support this stream and stream this podcast and you donate to it. Any contribution would be much appreciated because I'm putting a lot of work into this, a lot of research, and I hope that the final product is good. Now, the good thing about this podcast is that you can skip through. If you don't want to hear certain things, you can skip through it. So I'm going to go on a bit of a rant like right before I get to the topic. But what we're going to do is that we're going to discuss the topic of this podcast, which is masculinity being in danger if men keep men in the knee. And I'm also get to some things that are happening in the news. All right. Now, what spurred this topic on was something that happened on Twitter today. I'm recording this Sunday night. Okay. So it should be up Monday. There was a guy by the name of Robert. I think his name is Latell. He is the owner of the BSO website, Black Sports Online. Right. Now, he's one of these pro-black, you know, I support CAP. All these people are racist, but I put racially ambiguous women pictures on my website. You know, that guy, you know, he's a guy who I've been actually following for a while. But when the social justice bullshit got ramped up on social media, he just became a bit insufferable, you know, and his ass got exposed on Twitter today. And all these different black women. Now, again, he's pro-black. He's talking about racism. But this jackass got himself exposed by all these sisters with all their stories about how he's trying to get sex from them. He's wanting to be fuck buddies with them. They got text messages from this guy. He's not paying them. I mean, this is a bad look for a guy who's supposed to be running an up-and-coming blog. I mean, this guy's on TMZ. You know, his profile's been updated, I think, due to him being such a race baiter. You got these guys who be race baiting all day long, but I guarantee you if they have a chance to get with an attractive white woman, they would. Even though I believe he's married to a black woman, but has it stopped these guys anyway? But anyway. So, man, he's been getting exposed all over Twitter today. If y'all want to see some of the pushback, go to my Twitter timeline, man. I actually tweeted about it. And I spoke about how, you know what, no matter how pro-black you are, no matter how liberal you are, they will still come for you. And these guys are starting to understand it. This is why Jimmy Kimmel's hiding. Jimmy Kimmel was getting canceled, you know, up and down Twitter last week into the weekend. And he's somewhere hiding because he knows he can't deal with the pushback. This is a guy who doesn't like Trump. He's going in on Trump. Have y'all noticed all these people that go in on Trump end up getting exposed and put out there as being a fucking fraud? And y'all understand this? But these are the type of jackasses that we have out here. Okay? And I want people to understand, man, men, for the most part, the masculinity of men is declining. Now, the thing with Robert is that he ended up apologizing, right? And he didn't deny anything, but he apologized, which means it's all true. He was trying to fuck the women that he was employing. That was the first mistake he made. Never smash the women you work with or that work under you, because it can come back to bite you. But because he was so thirsty, and y'all should see these tweets, man, these text messages, man, this guy is such a lame. I'm sure he was only able to pull his wife because of what he does. And it wouldn't surprise me if his wife worked for him too. And I bet she's looking at him sideways. And I don't think that, honestly, we have this whole movement. You see it going on in the wrestling community, the gaming community. We've already seen it in Hollywood with this women coming out, speaking out, you know, talking about their experiences dealing with toxic masculinity. Some of these situations, it was just dudes just being overly thirsty. But because we're in a cancel culture, where they're trying to tear down statues, they're trying to rewrite history, we are in a very fucked up time right now. Okay? We are in a very fucked up time right now with fucked up people, with fucked up mentalities. I'm not even a political person. I'm not political whatsoever. I want small government. I want to pay less taxes. I want to be left alone. If I have an issue, I go to my local government. I deal with them. But because we have a bunch of adult children who want to be treated like children, they want to be able to create a mess and have someone else fix it. Now this is what we have to deal with. Okay? We have a bunch of people who are running around apologizing and crying, begging for forgiveness, trying to rewrite history and take people's names out of record books. We are literally book burning, and you have a lot of men at the forefront because they are so weak. They cannot stand on their own too. Now, in the situation with Robert, man, this guy tries to come off as intelligent. He tries to come off as a guy who knows his stuff. But, you know, a lot of these guys, a lot of these super liberal black dudes are just simps, man. They're just simps. And they get caught out here in these streets. And I'm just looking at all these black women, man. And they was exposing the shit out of Robert. Okay? Exposing the shit out of him. And he did it to himself. Okay? Instead of pointing the finger at white supremacy, why don't you try to figure out how to be less thirsty? Okay? Did you think because they were black women they wouldn't say nothing? Because I will say there's a lot of those text messages was from years ago. It was from years ago, okay? But it's still damaging because you're running a website that you're building up and you couldn't get women outside of that. You're not paying them on time, so you're being cheap. See, let me tell you something right now. A lot of these guys who claim to love black women the most treat them the worst. They're not marrying them. Okay, look at Umar Johnson. Where's his black wife? I ain't got no issue with Umar. I think he's hilarious. But these guys who constantly want to dick police other black men about why they're not with black women, where's your black woman? A lot of these pro-blacks ain't even with black women. They got black baby mamas, but they ain't got no black wife. And the dudes that do got black wives, they're trying to shame other black men into believing and living the life that they're leading, you know? It's a total disgrace. Absolute disgrace. These are the times we're in, you know. But I want to talk about, you know, masculinity and the dangers of where we are at, okay? All this knee bending, it's losing us respect because we're supposed to be the leaders in society, okay? But we were sold out by the boomers, even the Generation Xers are, they have abandoned us. They are bending the knee to the outrage mob. We are just in very bad times right now. No leadership. We lack real leadership. Everybody want to be a leader until they get put in the forefront. They want to back away. Then we got people like Sean, I'm a white boy, King, who's out here proclaiming himself a leader. And you have people following him. Why? Because he's married to a black woman. But he's pretending to be black. But anyway, social outlook is very important because the younger generation are looking at us and they're looking at who's leading and who's following. And there's a lot of men out here who are followers, unfortunately. And we are losing a lot. We're losing a lot of respect for, you know, for us from them. So they grow up looking up to the women, because you do have a lot of women out here pretending to be leaders. But women are, but the thing about black women is that they have been so conditioned to be feminist minded that they actually believe they are leaders. But until the spotlight is put on them, you know, then they want nothing to do with it. The constant living in fear is probably one of the worst things that I have seen. I think a lot of these guys live in fear so much they hop on social media and they become super woke. But the thing is about being super woke is that eventually your card is going to get pulled. We're going to want to, you're going to see that pro-black card, and we're going to want to see if you're actually living up to that particular hype. And a lot of these guys don't. They end up being frauds. And I've seen that on social media. These guys out here, especially these Caucasian males, white males, get on social media virtue signaling when they are some of the biggest racists. Okay, they're some of the biggest womanizers. Okay? And they're accusing other people, especially other men, they're throwing other men under the bus for doing what they're doing or what have done. And we're seeing a lot of these guys living in fear, and they're using that to make them go out and overreact and basically throw other men under the bus to save themselves. Also, what we have to look at is women's attitude towards us. Women don't respect men who bend the knee. I'm sorry. I see a lot of women who are upset when they see men apologize, bend the knee, because they were looking up to that man to be strong. Women want strong men. Don't listen to these, you know, these goofy ass single as fuck feminists. Okay, these are the type of women that can't keep or get a man. They can't keep a woman either. So they get on Twitter and they talk shit and they troll people and they want to cancel people because their lives are miserable. They think because they have pain, nobody else has pain. They don't know how to deal with that pain. So they just attack other people, try to cancel other people, ruin other people's reputations and livelihoods because they feel some type of way. Don't listen to those people. You need to listen to the women that are actually looking up to men who stand up for themselves, who defend themselves, who don't allow their character to be assassinated. I know there's a lot of these guys out here who's weak. There's a lot of these guys out here who's effeminate. There's a lot of these guys out here who don't care that they're basically being used as tools, you know, for the greater good of pushing forward this feminist ideology, the social justice ideology, the throwing other men under the bus ideology. You know what's crazy? Is that you would think that with my content, right, that I will be getting trolled by more women, that I would have a lot of women upset at me, but that's not the case. I have a lot of dudes that don't like me for whatever reason. A lot of these guys are disgruntled. Maybe I didn't answer their emails. Maybe I didn't answer their messages that they send me. These guys are just weak. I've had so many beta males DM me or email me upset at something I said in a video. The mentality of women trolling the comment section, trolling the women in my comment section, just totally effeminate, weak, sorry, lame, bitch ass motherfuckers. Okay? They can't get respect from nobody. Nobody respects them. This is why they get on social media and pretend like they're red pill, pretend like they're MGTOWs, but none of them are MGTOWs. They're just looking for a place to let off steam. You know, they're single. They can't get no woman. They're in cell as fuck. That's where they're at. Also, let me tell you this. When it comes to the knee bending, you have a lot of guys, okay, who end up dealing with depression. Especially these celebrities, man. Because they are so afraid of getting canceled. They're so afraid that, you know, they're going to lose money or fans. You got a lot of guys. Like, look at Snoop Dogg. He's been in the industry how long? He could literally retire out of the spotlight. But he can't do it. He has to hang on. You know? Because they're not good at anything else but being an entertainer. So these guys who've been in the entertainment industry for more than 20 some odd years are still in the spotlight instead of retiring from the spotlight. Because let me tell you something right now. If you're on social media commenting on everything, posting about everything, sooner or later, that spotlight is going to be shined on you. And let's see how you're able to deal with it. I don't think you're going to be able to deal with it very well. You know? So you have these guys who are depressed, they're self-loathing due to having to constantly live in fear of getting canceled and you know, getting, you know, taken off social media platforms. And that's what we have going on with this knee bending. I think the knee bending thing needs to go away, but I think it can go away if men stand up for themselves instead of throwing each other under the bus, instead of going and hiding in these situations happen. Let me also talk about something too, because you have a lot of these weak males shaming other men because they're not in loveless relationships or marriages like they are. You know, I did a live stream about, you know, women being single, right? And I talked about how, you know, if they're single, it's on them. They can't blame anybody else. And I say the same thing to men as well. You got a lot of men who want to blame women for why they're single, but they need to look themselves in the mirror. And you got a lot of guys who are married and in relationships, or so-called players, pimps, but they don't never have no steady woman. But they want to, you know, shame other men for wanting to be single, for not wanting relationships, for choosing a red pill lifestyle, a true red pill lifestyle. Because you got a lot of people who are fake and phony and fraudulent, right? And they go to shaming those guys. You know, I see, you know, you see that going on. Also, choosing happiness and having no regrets, I think, is one of the biggest things I can see about the being masculine, living in your red pill mindset, you know, and not bending the knee and not having regrets and not saying, you know what, I should have never apologized. I should have never gave in. So many guys are giving in because they want to be in the in crowd. They don't want to be on the out crowd. They don't want to be a part of the you know, the few that chose to be defiant. They don't want to travel, you know, the road that most don't go on. You know, they want to travel the easy road, even though it has a lot more obstacles than the other one does. That road is a little more unknown. The other road is more known, but it's more perilous. You know what I'm saying? And it's good that there are some men who are willing to stand up for themselves and choose to be happy and choose to live with no regrets. But unfortunately, there are guys who have a lot of regrets. I think a lot of guys went up, apologized, and end up regretting it and thinking, you know what, maybe I shouldn't have. Maybe I should have, you know, chose a different way of going by it. And yeah, man, it's crazy out here. It absolutely is. It absolutely is. All right. Well, I want to talk about some news topics real quick that's been going on. All right. Now, the first one I want to talk about is from the New York Daily News. It says a Starbucks barista gets $60,000 in tips after a San Diego woman cursed when asked to wear a mask and shamed him on Facebook. So she basically went off on him and it totally backfired, okay? A Starbucks employee is getting at least $60,000 in tips for standing up to a San Diego Karen according to a GoFundMe effort on his behalf. Earlier this week, barista Lennon Gutierrez experienced the wrath of a customer who refused to wear a mask when placing her order at a Starbucks. San Diego native explained his side of the incident in a video posted on the Facebook page. Gutierrez, who was assigned to the front cash register, said that he saw a customer, Amber Lynn Gills, who was not wearing any facial covering to protect against the spread of you-know-what, which is legally required in California. By the way, California is turned into probably one of the worst places to ever be right now. And it's due to the people running it. And that is going on a couple different places, you know. He asked her if she had one to put on, but she didn't take it too well, he says. She told me, no, I don't need one, Gutierrez said. I was going to show her the paper that we've been provided saying that we require face masks, but we can still help. But before I could say anything, she flips me off. She says, no, I don't need one. And she started cursing up a storm. She started calling people sheep, and she left. He put up a video about it. Apparently still fuming at the situation, Giles came back a few minutes later and asked for his name, took a picture of him, and said she was calling corporate. According to the barista, she then started cursing some more at everyone and just left, this time for good, he said. But wait, there's more. I thought that was going to be the end of it, Gutierrez said. I didn't know it was going to come to this. Giles later shared her take on the incident on Facebook next to a photo she had taken of him. Meet Lennon from Starbucks, who refused to serve me because I'm not wearing a mask, she wrote. Next time, I will wait for cops and bring a medical exemption. Let me just say this, man. When it comes to these women, man, these Karens, y'all got to understand that they're not just on one political spectrum. They're probably on a couple different ones. You have a lot of women, and I'm noticing this, a lot of Caucasian women who have this superiority complex towards people, especially a lot of these middle-aged Caucasian women. They have this superiority complex, especially if you are a minority male, especially a young minority male. I mean, it's not just, you know, to younger, you could be older as well, but they feel like they know more than you, they're more educated than you, they have more money than you, and if you're just a waiter or a cashier, they're gonna treat you like you're less than. And that's what seems to be happening with this Karen. You know what I'm saying? You got this Karen here who has this superiority complex to this guy. By the way, a guy that she doesn't know, but she's taking a photo of him. Now, I want y'all to imagine, right? I want y'all to imagine a man walking into a Starbucks, berating a female cashier, taking a photo of her, and then posting on his Facebook. Not only going into the Starbucks once, but twice, berating this person. Do y'all know the kind of pushback that this guy would get? You know, they would be trying to cancel him until they couldn't cancel him no more. The incident quickly went viral on Tuesday. A GoFundMe page was organized on the barista's behalf. Thousands of outraged fellow citizens had chipped in to raise money for Lennon for his honorable effort, standing his ground when faced with a Karen in the wild. Campaign titled Tips for Lennon Stand Up San Diego Karen has also passed the initial goal of $50,000. See, they're making money off these chicks, man. I guess that's the way to go about it, man. You go get you a GoFundMe, you can make some money off these crazy females, man. But that serves it right, man. Listen, I'm not a fan of wearing masks, but that doesn't give you the right to go and take a picture of this guy and post it to your Facebook and berate him. You know, but that's what we have going on, man. These Karens are crazy out here, man. Absolutely crazy. Let me talk about this real quick. All right. Justin Bieber. Okay. Justin Bieber is suing after some allegations came out against him that he is calling outrageous lies. This was according to TMZ. So Justin Bieber is going after two social media users whom he suggests might be the same person for accusing him of, you know, doing something not very good, claiming the allegations are factually impossible and part of a scheme to seek attention and fame. Bieber is suing two Jane Does who go by Danielle and Akadi on social media for defamation over what he calls malicious claims that he did something very bad in 2014 and 2015, respectively. According to legal documents obtained by TMZ, Bieber has basically disputed the documentary evidence to prove their situation are nothing but outrageous and fabricated lies. I have to be careful what I say. Let's see. First up is Danielle, who claims Bieber did something to her in a Four Seasons hotel room in Austin, Texas, on March 9th, 2014, after a musical event. Bieber claims there is no truth to Danielle's claims, and he can prove it. According to the docs, Bieber did make a surprise appearance at South by Southwest, but did not stay at a Four Seasons hotel or even have a room there. Instead, he and his girlfriend at the time, Selena Gomez, left together after his performance and stayed in nearby rental property. Bieber alleges Danielle totally made up her story based on public reports that he ate at a Four Seasons restaurant on March 10th of 2014. As for Cardi, so I say her name, she claims Bieber got her at a Langham hotel in NYC around 2:30 a.m. In the morning, May 5th, 2015. Once again, Bieber says this is factually impossible and calls her social media posts an elaborate hoax. Bieber claims that Cardi is a super fan who waits outside hotels for him, is desperate to meet him, and desperate for fame. However, Bieber claims that she has never met him and says she even admitted to such in her own tweets after the date. She now claims he did something to her. As for May 5th, 2015 allegations, Bieber claims she fabricated it because she knew Bieber attended the Met Gala. According to the documents, Bieber did attend the event, but went to a private after party afterwards where he stayed until almost 4 a.m., then hit up a hot dog stand. Bieber claims there is photographic evidence and several witnesses to this, and he calls the 2:30 a.m. allegations made by her impossibility, a poor but damaging fabrication. According to the suit, Bieber also believes the two social media accounts might be run by the same person in their coordinated effort to ruin his reputation. He is suing for more than $20 million in damages, $10 million for each story. Well, if this is a fabrication, that this is the same person, they're going to find out very quick. But would this surprise me if this was all false? No, it wouldn't surprise. And it seemed like he has his ducks in a row. I think Bieber has seen this coming for a while. I think this is something that's probably been ongoing for a while. So he's been gathering his receipts, which is good on Bieber, because you got a lot of these guys that are like deer in the headlights when these situations happen. At least Bieber is standing up for himself. At least Bieber is not apologizing like some of these other guys. And that's why I'm doing this particular topic here. But that's why we're talking about masculinity. We're talking about men standing up for themselves and not bending the knee. This is what needs to happen. Men have to stop fucking apologizing and stand up for themselves, because if they don't stand up for themselves, they are going to be ruined. But I can respect Bieber standing up for himself. Justin Bieber, of all people, you can't say nothing about Bieber. Say whatever you want about his issues and things that he said and done. You can't say that Bieber is not standing up for himself. A lot of these other guys are folding. I talked about Robert at the beginning of this podcast. The guy bent the knee so quick, you never saw him. He bent the knee so quick, you kind of wondering, why you bent the knee for? You know, quick. Because either what they did was indefensible or is false. A lot of these guys, if these claims are not true, you're not going to bend the knee. But a lot of these guys end up bending the knee because they know what they did was wrong. You know? But it's good that Bieber is not, you know, he's not just, you know, dealing with it. He's not allowing this situation to ruin his reputation. And that's good, man. It is. I want to talk about something else, too. I want to talk about Lil Duval, okay? Apparently, his baby's mother is suing him, okay? They're in court. She's calling him a deadbeat. And she wants the courts to find out how much money he's making. And she wants not only for him to pay for health insurance for the child, she also wants him to make the child a beneficiary of a $1 million life insurance policy on himself. I wonder how many of these divorce proceedings has she read up on and watched. It's, you know, listen, man. They have a 12-year-old daughter. Her name is Tornika Chaney. Tornika Chaney. And Lil Duval, whose real name is Roland Powell, is dealing with this situation right now. Now, I do follow Lil Duval on social media, right? I follow him on social media. The guy's hilarious. You know, there are some times where he says some things that are really real. You know, sometimes you need somebody to be real in a fake world. Because you got a lot of fake people out here, right? Now, he's a celebrity, but, you know, he tends to not be a part of the fake Hollywood crowd, you know, the overly political. And that's one thing I respect about Lil Duval. He's not overly political. He sort of stays in the middle, like me. You know, he can make fun of both sides. And I respect that about him, you know. But as far as the situation is concerned, it just seems to me to be somebody who, you know, is just not in a good financial situation whatsoever. So when all else fails, go and get money from the ex. Go and get money from the ex. You know what I'm saying? And I want y'all to understand, if she was in a whole nother relationship, she wouldn't be asking for anything that much from Lil Duval. Then look at Ciara. Ciara just wants Future to be, you know, in, you know, baby Future's life, according to her. She's not really looking for money because she's with Russell. So if she was actually with a man who was worth anything, she would not be trying to not only get him to pay all the life, not life, all the health insurance, put her on $1 million life insurance policy, which is weird. But, you know, you wouldn't be looking for him to take care of those things. But she's looking for him to take care of those things because she does not have anything organized. She probably ain't even working right now. Now, from my understanding, she wants to audit his finances for what? What do you want to know how much money he makes? How is that going to benefit your life? Is he taking care of the daughter? Now, I can see if he's not taking care of the daughter, I can understand that you want him to take care. He's refusing, so you got to go to court. But I don't know if that's what it is. Now, the girl is 12, okay? So she only has about 6 more years of payments, and she's trying to re-up as soon as possible because she knows once that girl becomes 18, he ain't got to pay her no more. That lifestyle she may have had is over, you know, but this is exactly why you cannot rely so much on the baby's father, okay? And too many of these women get caught up in trying to live off their ex. Now, Lil Duval should be handling his responsibilities. He should be out there taking care of his kid, man. We shouldn't be hearing these stories about how he's not taking care of them kids. You got to take care of them. You know, you can't just be out here living your best life and your young one ain't living their best life. But again, you got to make sure that you have everything settled in writing to where you know how much you're paying, you know what you're going to be paying, you have all that taken care of. This seemed like a situation that's not been very amicable. They've probably been butting heads for years. Because, I mean, some of that stuff he should have already taken care of. You know? So it could be definitely a situation where it's just not a very good situation between them. But once again, don't have no young ones if you're not prepared to take care of them together, you know? I think that's the main thing, you know? If you're not prepared to take care of them, don't have any. Don't have any, man. But, yeah, that's about it, man. But I appreciate y'all for tuning in, man. Thanks for tuning in to this podcast. Make sure you follow me on social media. I should have all the links in the description of this podcast. Go and buy your t-shirt. Donate to the podcast if you liked it. That would indicate definitely that you appreciate what I'm doing. And I will see y'all next one. You can email me any topics that you would like to hear me do, and I'll do it. But until the next one, y'all take care.